If you're listening to this episode and you're wondering, where is episode 100? Do not be alarmed. My name is Connor Brown, and I am the owner and founder of WDW Opinion. I'm a former cast member and a Walt Disney World expert, and my passion is to help you plan for and daydream about your next perfect Walt Disney World vacation. If you do listen to the podcast and you were expecting episode 100, I want to let you know it's coming soon. But this week, I wanted to do something special to celebrate our big episode. And to do that, I needed to bring on a guest. But this isn't just going to be one special episode. It's going to be five special episodes. Because I have a trip report, and the way this is going to work is that for the next 5 days, Monday through Friday, every single day, we'll be publishing an episode a day. Because myself and my mom, Sue Brown, favorite guest of the Opinioneers, is here with me and we're in Walt Disney World.
Aw, shucks. Thanks, Connor. Yes, I'm here in Walt Disney World happily with Connor. We are on a vacation that was originally planned for April. That due to, well, I don't even need to mention due to anything, it got postponed till September. So here we are.
Here we are. And I think this is going to be cool because basically every day that we're here, you know, after we're done, we're going to come back to the hotel room. We're going to record a quick day recap of the, of whatever we did that day. We're going to put it in podcast form and we're going to send it out for the Opinioneers. So you guys will be able to listen to basically everything we're doing on our vacation as it's happening. And this just worked out perfectly with episode 100. I think it's a really cool, you know, fun way to celebrate episode 100. But, you know, it's one of those things where I've said it from the beginning with every episode that I start, I say my passion and my mission is to help you plan for, but also to help you daydream about your next perfect Walt Disney World vacation. So these trip reports that we're doing, these daily trip reports, I think it's really helping with that latter aspect, the helping you daydream about. Because, you know, we've done trip reports before, but it's been sort of a consolidation after the fact. You know, the week later, we kind of consolidate a week's trip into 1 hour of a podcast. But now it's fresh in our minds. We come back and we're going to just talk about it. And I think this is going to be really, really great. I hope you guys, like it. But this is, you know, our first episode into this, and we got to have a few more to go. But today we actually have 2 days to talk about. The day we're recording this is Wednesday, September 9th. And our trip started on Tuesday, September 8th. I'm still on my extended stay here in Orlando, Florida. But Mom, you came down from the D.C. metropolitan area. You flew down. I picked you up from the airport. And then our first day, it was fun. It was short, but it was fun. We were staying at Bay Lake Tower at the Contemporary Resort. Our view is of the main Contemporary Hotel, but we can also see Wilderness Lodge. We can see Epcot, we can see Spaceship Earth, we can see Swan and Dolphin, we can see Bay Lake, obviously, from our room, and it's cool. But we came here first, and, you know, we've stayed here before, but I think of all the resorts to drive up to, this is one of the top ones where you're always, you see the Contemporary from so far away, so it kind of just draws you in, you know?
That's right. And I think if you haven't been there, you're probably very curious about what this hotel is like.
And in the grand scheme of things, you know, Disney is a place up until 2 years ago where if you wanted to stay in a tower, in a tall hotel that was owned by Disney, there was only one option. It was this. It was the Contemporary or is Bay Lake Tower.
That's right.
Now, in the last 2 years, the Riviera has opened. Grandestino Tower at Coronado Springs has opened. But these two hotels, you know, the main Contemporary building and the Bay Lake Tower at the Contemporary, were really, for a while, the only two hotels that you could be in a tower in.
Right.
Which I think is cool.
And I think also for me, it's nostalgic because the Contemporary was the very first resort I ever stayed in. And that was back when there were only a couple hotels. But I have very fond memories of playing volleyball on the beach at the Contemporary Resort. So it's always cool to be back here.
Yeah, the beach that we're, you know, we have a view of as well. And, you know, if you follow us along on Instagram at WDW Opinion, I'll be posting as these episodes come out, I'll be posting photos of our days and stuff like that. I'll be posting photos of our room, all that stuff. But our first day started, we came to Bay Lake Tower, and then we headed off to Epcot. And we've been doing this thing lately where it's very hot here in the summer, and we've talked about that. And it really is worth it, especially with low crowds, to kind of either get there for rope drop, do everything you want to do, and head out early, or wait until the afternoon.
Right.
Wait until the rain comes to cool things off, so that the temperature goes down and it's a little more bearable. We did that at Epcot yesterday, and we went in about, what time do you think we went?
Well,
we went
first, there? From here, we started by going to the Wave to just have a drink and a late lunch, and because we knew we didn't want to be out in the heat. And then, so yes, we got to Epcot. I would say it was about, 4:30, 5 o'clock?
That's probably right, mm-hmm. Yeah. And our main thing there was we just wanted to putz around the countries.
Right. So we headed left because I hear that's the way you have to do it.
That is the way you have to do it.
When you're with Connor Brown.
You have to go left. You have to start in Mexico. And we did the Three Caballeros.
Always fun.
The Grand Fiesta Tour featuring the Three Caballeros, which is the first time I had done that since I've been down here, since the parks have reopened. And it was great. And I think, Mom, was that your first time being in the line where they were cleaning the boats?
It was, yes.
So basically, when we got in line, they said, hey, you know, it's going to be about a 10-minute extra wait because they're cleaning every single ride vehicle. If it was 10 minutes, it was 10 minutes on the nose. I don't think it lasted 10 minutes.
No.
But the cool thing about that ride is you can see them cleaning every single boat. You can see them spraying every single seat with sanitizer. So yeah, if we waited 10 minutes, it was 10 minutes on the dot. I don't think we waited that long.
No, and it was not a big deal because you're in a nice air-conditioned building anyway.
That's true. Very true. Did that ride. It was fun. Then we went one more pavilion over, one more country over to Norway.
Yes.
And we went on Frozen Ever After.
Right. My request.
Your request. Posted wait time of 45 minutes when we got in line. By the time we got to the doors, it had switched to 25 minutes.
Yep.
And I believe I was timing it, and it was only a 20-minute wait.
Right.
If that. But again, most of that inside in a very well-decorated queue with a lot of things to see and do. And it was a great ride.
It was a great ride. Glad we did that.
Glad we did that as well. We then, you know, putzed around in the countries a little bit. We went into Mitsukoshi, the store we love in Japan. And then we had dinner at Spice Road Table in Morocco.
Yes.
And it was good. We said, you know, we don't need to go back anytime soon. Food-wise, it was all right. I think we always get into this thing of, there's so many places we love to eat here at Disney World, but we're also always hit with the dilemma of we still want to try new things.
Exactly.
And I think that Spice Road Table was a place where we had never eaten in a Morocco restaurant, so we wanted to give it a shot. Glad we gave it a shot. I don't think we'll be going back anytime soon.
No, it's not on my list.
But I think sitting there, it's a really cool dining experience.
And also, it's outside. So yeah. If you feel more comfortable currently eating outside, definitely still go. It was interesting, though, because our reservation was for 6:20 and the park closed at 7. And we were like, wow, I wonder when the last people are going to come in here. It was like 10 of 7 and still people were sitting down. So, you know, it's kind of just interesting to see that they were letting people in that late. But you know, the food was okay. It was okay. The
food was okay. But then, you know, when you're leaving at 7:30, it is kind of cool just because there's so few people in the park to begin with. Excuse
Bless
me.
Bless you, Connor.
Sorry. There's so few people in the park to begin with that there's even less people 30 minutes after the park closes. So that was pretty cool to see. So that was our first day, but then...
It was a great first day. You forgot that we stopped and got our Mickey ice cream bars.
Had to do
before we came up to the room. A must.
Mom is a Mickey premium ice cream bar.
But only when I'm at the park.
Oh, right. So, you know, that's the one that's on a stick covered in chocolate. I'm a Mickey-shaped ice cream sandwich kind of guy. Always have been, always will be. But our first big day was today, which is Wednesday, September 9th.
Great day.
Great day. And it started early. We had a 7:50 reservation, 7:50 in the morning.
Yes.
At Chef Mickey's. Chef Mickey's is in the actual Contemporary. And I guess we could kind of lay this out. So, you know, Bay Lake Tower is the Disney Vacation Club extension of the Contemporary. On the fifth floor of Bay Lake Tower, there's a walkway that connects to the main building of the Contemporary, and that main building is where the monorail goes through. That main building is where Contempo Cafe is, where the Wave is, where Chef Mickey's is. The main building, of course, is also where the California Grill is on the very, very, very top. So all we did was take the elevator down to 5, walked across the sky bridge into the Contemporary, and walked to the other end of that sort of Grand Canyon concourse area to Chef Mickey's. At restaurants right now, they're asking you to do mobile check-in. So there's a big sign that has a QR code. You pull out your smartphone. You take out your camera app. You point it at the QR code, up pops a website, and you check in that way. Then you basically get a text message when your room is ready. I think we got
your room, your table.
Oh, sorry, when your table is ready. Our table was ready, you know, within 5 minutes yes. of getting there. They take your temperatures at sit-down restaurants. Disney-owned and operated restaurants take your temperature before you get in there. And then the way Chef Mickey's typically worked is, it's always been one of the most popular character breakfasts on property because it was the Fab Five. It was Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Goofy, Pluto. And it was a buffet restaurant. And it was also very popular because it's right next to the Magic Kingdom. So it's an easy way to start your Magic Kingdom day. There's a couple character breakfasts that are still going on. Right now, Chef Mickey's does not have characters walking around. But it's also not a buffet experience.
Right.
The way that they do it is they basically bring you the entire buffet.
It was amazing.
And anything else you want.
That's right.
So do you want to kind of explain how the process went, Mom?
Sure. So you got to your table and they, you know, brought you your beverages and then they brought you a basket of pastries, so probably 5-6 different pastry type things in there, and then they just started bringing you your breakfast, and it was skillets. In one skillet, it was everything seemed to come in twos. We don't know if that was because there were two of us, or that's just the way it works. Two slices of ham, two slices of sausages, two
kielbasa,
a pile of bacon. Another skillet contained the scrambled eggs, a little kind of like a little egg quiche, and tater tots, and then this delightful cheese potato casserole.
Oh, very good.
So good. The third skillet had two pancakes, two French toast sticks, two Mickey waffles. Then She said, would you also like, oh, and I'm so sorry, I forgot about the fruit and the yogurt in the beginning too, came with the pastries. Then she asked, we also can bring you some cold cuts or some salmon, lox, you know?
Yeah, smoked salmon.
Yes. And so Connor requested that, which it came out in an adorable little personalized skillet.
That skillet was cold as ice, but good.
Right.
Where, because, you know, I was lox, so it needs to be cold. The cream cheese, a little daub of cream cheese, some capers, some lemon. But all the other skillets were very hot.
Correct. Yeah, everything was the temperature it was supposed to be. And then she said, you know, if you let me know if you want any extras. We absolutely did not need any extras.
And they classify it as family style.
Right.
You know, serve family style. It was enough food for an entire family.
It really was.
Even though it was just us two. So we were trying to look at like other tables that had four people there or whatever to see if they got more food. But my gosh, we got so much food. And it was $25 per person.
Right.
Which I think is, in Disney terms, an incredible deal.
That's right. And I also happen to have tables in Wonderland, which gave us an extra 20% off. So that can be explained another time. But
yeah, if you don't know what Tables Wonderland is, it's basically a kind of like a program that Disney Vacation Club members or Florida residents can join, only those two. You pay a annual fee and it gets you discounts at places that normally don't accept discounts. That's kind of the easiest way to explain it. But yeah, I think it's a really good option still for breakfast, especially on the monorail loop, because you get to eat in a cool area. Chef Mickey's is a cool area because the monorail is passing over your head. It's cool to be in the Grand Canyon concourse there. The food's good. And at the end of it, you hop on the monorail or you walk over to the Magic Kingdom and you can start your day.
That's right. Like it's a very good compliment to your Magic Kingdom day. And then we headed to Magic Kingdom.
We went on the monorail. It took us a little bit. There were some issues with a monorail in front of us. So there were some delays, but the resort monorail basically goes the other way. So like you have to stop at, you get on a Contemporary, then you have to stop at Ticketing and Transportation, and then the Polynesian, and the Grand Floridian, and then finally you get to Magic Kingdom. So even though our breakfast was at 7:55, we got into the Magic Kingdom at about 9:30.
Right.
Which was fine because when we got off the monorail, there were no lines to get in. You know, we could pick whatever turnstile we wanted to scan and get in. And that's what we did. We walked right down Main Street USA. We walked right through the castle. And then we did not stop. From the time we passed through the turnstiles, we didn't stop until we sat down on Peter Pan's flight.
Correct. Meaning, we didn't stop because it was crowded.
We didn't stop because it was crowded. We didn't stop because there was a line at the turnstile. No. We didn't stop because there was a line at Peter Pan's flight.
And either. Also, I just want to add that we weren't speed walking.
No, we were not.
No, we were. You know, one of the goals of this trip is that we're going to do it a little leisurely. So, but is it okay if I tell the list of everything we did?
Yeah, if you want to, yeah.
Okay, so we did. Once we got off the monorail, we went on Peter Pan, then Winnie the Pooh, then Haunted Mansion, Splash Mountain, Big Thunder, Pirates, Jungle Cruise, and then we stopped at Starbucks and got a beverage. That, my friends, was all done by 12:30.
So, you know, just to recap that, it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7... top tier attractions.
Agree.
That we did in 2.5 hours.
Right.
Because we got in at 9:30.
Right. And again, we were not racing from one to the other. We just went up to the line. And our longest wait was for Splash Mountain. And
it was posted like 35.
Right.
And we waited, I think, not even 20.
Not
I think
even 20.
Because mm-hmm. I was timing everything. Sorry if I keep sniffling. Mom has the room set to 60 degrees.
It's delightful.
It's so cold in here. But yeah, I think I was trying to time everything because, you know, I'm trying to there's this theory that I'm going with that Disney is setting. They're inflating all of the wait times because at any point the clock could strike the right time where they have to stop and clean all the rides. So
that's
I
right.
think that every time is inflated by 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like for the most part, I've been pretty right about that.
Right.
That if it seems to be posted at 35, it's going to be probably be closer to 20, 25 minutes mm-hmm. that you're actually going to wait. That was the case with Splash Mountain. It was even less than that at Big Thunder. I think that was posted at 35 and it was like a 15 minute wait, maybe.
Right.
So it was great because it's still a wait. So it's still, there are people in it, in the park. So there are people are still patronizing the park.
Oh my gosh,
you know, which I think
yes.
is good.
Yes.
But there's no crowds. There's no, you know, we were the only people in line at Starbucks,
right.
which I don't think I've ever seen,
That's
no matter
true.
The time or the day. And it's just great going outside, being able to find a table to sit down, to drink your Starbucks, to not feel rushed like, oh, there's so many people hovering around us to get a table.
Right.
So that's kind of another aspect of it, which is great. But yeah, I just really want to reiterate that fact that we got in at 9:30. We rode Peter Pan, one of the notoriously long lines in Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Typically a 90-minute wait,
right,
averaging throughout the day. We did that. We did Winnie the Pooh. We did Haunted Mansion, a classic attraction. Splash Mountain, Big Thunder Mountain, back-to-back. Those rides, you know, typically get up an hour wait time in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
At least Pirates of the Caribbean, Jungle Cruise. Good, long, classic attractions. And we stopped for a coffee, and it was just 2.5 hours. So that's just a testament to the fact of what I keep trying to preach of, if you can come here and you're in a good state physically to do so, the benefits greatly outweigh the inconveniences of things like no full parades, no fireworks, no character meet and greets.
Right.
If you love attractions, if you love going leisurely, which mm-hmm. is something we're trying to focus on as much as possible, as much as we can, right now is a fantastic time to come.
Right. You know, the leisure part too is because it's still summer here and you're wearing a mask. So, and I think one tip that Connor has given, you know, from the very beginning is that you get to the parks in the morning. And I think that that holds true right now too, mostly because of the heat. So you go to the park if you can, when it opens in the morning, and you know, by 1 o'clock you leave. And then you're beating, you know, you're getting, you don't have to be at the park for the main heat of the day, which is what I like.
We also have another Magic Kingdom day planned. So, you know, that's the reason we didn't do the right side of Fantasyland and Tomorrowland.
That's right.
Because we knew, okay, we're coming back. We're gonna handle all those things when we come back
right.
The next time. But, you know, today is also, it was one of the first days since it's after Labor Day that the park hours have been reduced.
Right.
So the Magic Kingdom today was only opened from 9 until 6 o'clock. Even regardless of that, the park hours don't mean anything right now.
No.
Because you can do whatever you want in that allotted time.
Well, you and I, Connor, talked about if you were just buying a day pass ticket for one day, you know, and you went to Magic Kingdom, you would stay from 9 to 6. And because of the light crowd, you'd probably be okay with everything that you were able to accomplish. But, you know, if it were back in the old capacity, you would be bummed that the park was closing at 6 o'clock. But, you know,
if we didn't get a Starbucks, we could have just, in the same amount of time where we ordered our Starbucks, we sat down, we drank, we could have done Space Mountain and Buzz Lightyear and then left the park.
Right.
Which would have basically left, you know, from a moving attraction thing, it would have left us with not having done Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and Ariel's Adventure and Dumbo. Right. So I'm just trying to get at the fact that even with abbreviated hours, it's plenty of time to do literally every single attraction.
That's true. Absolutely. Yeah, it was a fabulous morning. And I'm a big proponent, too, of if you have the ability to not push yourself, meaning, like Connor said, we're going to be at Magic Kingdom a different day, then don't push yourself. You'll enjoy the entire day more because you won't be overly exhausted.
And we almost even said, like, oh, yeah, even if Pirates is a 30-minute wait, that's fine because we'll be waiting 30 minutes in the AC.
Correct.
Which is something we would never say. Like, oh, 30-minute wait. Pirates wasn't a 30-minute wait, but
I don't think it was 15.
It popped into our head that, oh, yeah, we could wait that long just because the AC is kicking.
Yeah.
That being said, today was very nice weather-wise. A lot of cloud coverage. Didn't feel that hot. Nice breeze going. But it was great. I think, you know, all things considered, we were out of the park at 1 because we then went through every single shop on Main Street USA.
Mm-hmm.
We saw one of the cavalcades featuring all the princesses, which was cool. We saw the Main Street Philharmonic, the marching band.
Right.
And
then we headed back to the room to just relax for a couple hours before we continued on with our day.
And one thing I wanted to do, especially staying in the on the monorail loop, was I wanted to go over to the Enchanted Rose. The Enchanted Rose is a new-ish, I don't think it's been open for a year. I mean, it's hard to say anything has been open for whatever long because there's been, you know, a four-month hiatus with COVID.
Right.
But I don't think it's hit its year birthday just yet. But it is in the Grand Floridian. If you are familiar with the Grand Floridian, the bar that used to be called Misner's Lounge is no longer. They tore that down and they basically, you know, tore down the walls, expanded it, and put in this place called the Enchanted Rose, which is based off of Beauty and the Beast,
right?
But more so the live action Beauty and the Beast, the one starring Emma Watson. They're definitely elements of the Beauty and the Beast, but Mom, you and I were talking, the real theming is that it's just elegant, it's grand, just like the Grand Floridian.
Exactly.
Itself.
It's a beautiful bar to go get a drink and just sit and admire all of the beauty that you are surrounded by. A gorgeous, really cool chandelier light fixture over the bar. It's just a very nice place to go check out. And it's always just fun to walk into the Grand Floridian anyway, because the lobby is just stunning. Speaking of which, I took a picture of the lobby because I was like, there is nobody in this lobby.
The lobby was a little eerie.
There was a cool thing, Connor. Tell what you saw outside the window. I'm sorry, I moved on from the lobby.
Outside the window.
We were leaving. There are people staying at the Grand Floridian.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. So right now, you know, the NBA playoffs are occurring at the Wide World of Sports here in Walt Disney World. And there are still teams staying at the Grand Floridian. So that's one of the hotels where teams were staying while the NBA playoffs are going. I think there's only one team that's currently still in it that's staying at the Grand Floridian. All the other ones have been eliminated. But so there's the bubble at the Grand Floridian at certain spots, and you can see like this blue fence where other guests can't go and NBA players can't get out, NBA workers can't get out. But we saw the NBA barbershop.
We did.
Which is set up, which they would go to get their their hair's trimmed and
so beyond
whatnot.
The blue fence that we can't get to, we saw the roof of, yes, the barbershop, even with the barber pole
even
spinning.
With the barber pole spinning and stuff like that. And our bartender, Tomas,
yes,
from Lithuania, great bartender at the Enchanted Rose, he said it's going to still be a while when the last team leaves the Grand Floridian.
Right.
It's going to be a while to transition all those rooms back to day guest rooms, because one of the contingency plans was you had to convert all of the quote-unquote queen beds, they're not really queen beds, they're Disney queen beds, to California king beds, because all the NBA players are so big.
I know, isn't that, that was so funny.
So they have to
what
take
a cool
all,
tidbit to learn.
They have to take all those California king beds out, put in the queen beds again, and I'm sure there's a couple other things they have to do.
I'd like them to
here.
Keep those kings.
That would be very nice.
That would be nice.
That would be very, very nice. So after that, we got a couple drinks, and then we got on the bus at the Grand Floridian, and we went to Disney Springs.
Yes.
Which is great. And one other note about the Grand Floridian, you know, if you're parking at any of the resorts, day guests are only allowed if you have a dining reservation. But if you get on the monorail and you've already gone through the temperature checks and security and stuff like that, you can still get off at Grand Floridian, Contemporary, walk around, stuff like that, which is what we did. And that's how we got into the Enchanted Rose.
Right.
But, you know, to get on the monorail at the Contemporary, we had to go through temperature checks. We had to go through security. So I think it's just a matter of if you can't just drive up to a resort right now,
right,
and expect to park and mosey around.
Right.
There's a couple of different, you have to go through it a couple of different ways. So
they've made, you know, that temperature check at the monorail made it convenient, because when we got to Magic Kingdom this morning, we got off the monorail, we did not have to go through that again.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's a deluxe perk that's going on right now. You know, the different levels of Disney hotels have always had different perks. Right now, one of the perks is if you want to go to the Magic Kingdom and you're staying at a Disney monorail resort, your security and your temperature check line is going to be very, very, very short.
Right.
Which is great. Then we went to Disney Springs, got on a bus at Grand Floridian, and putzed around there. It was raining a little, which was fine. We went in all the stores that we wanted to, which was fun. And then we had a delightful dinner at one of our favorite restaurants in Disney Springs, Raglan Road.
That's right.
And I think a couple things about Raglan. Food is great. Food's always great.
Mm-hmm. Consistent.
What we loved seeing was we loved that it was packed.
Well,
meaning it was
not packed like you needed to be nervous about it.
Every table that was in a safe distance.
Right.
Had people sitting there.
Yes.
They have signs everywhere. They have different things, which is good because it is run by a third party.
Right.
So
a couple interesting things. When we got to the table, your table set up, your plates, your napkins, etc., had a
dome on it, like
a dish covering
dome.
It. So it had been sitting there on the table, so they cover it until somebody gets there.
And they did that with all your food as well.
Even we got onion rings and it had a paper bag over it.
Oh,
as
that
they
is
delivered.
Funny. I didn't realize
that
that's what that was
as they delivered
for.
It to the table. But, you know, it was still festive because they have Irish music. They have the Irish dancers.
And that was one thing we didn't think was going to happen.
Right.
But when
we
got there, we saw that there were people there enjoying their meals. There were workers hustling around. So they actually seemed like they were doing something, you know, like they were busy.
Yes, they were.
The musicians were playing. The Irish dancers were dancing.
It was festive.
It was very festive. And I think we just probably smiled the entire time just because it was very normal.
That's
like
right.
The Raglan Road
exactly,
we've always known.
Exactly.
Which was pretty, pretty awesome.
And I got to end with a chocolate martini, which is a Raglan Road tradition too.
Sue Brown, quite the chocolate martini aficionado.
Yeah, I have like two every year or so. So yeah.
Well, that's
hey, Connor had a Guinness.
I had a Guinness.
Of course.
That's right. But it was great. It was a day that I'm exhausted, of course.
We'll sleep well tonight.
We'll sleep well tonight. We hit our 10,000 steps
no,
by
15,
far.
No, 15,000.
15,000. Well, my watch is broken. I never told you that. But we did so much. I mean, we went to Magic Kingdom. We went to Disney Springs. We went to Grand Floridian. But I still felt like there was enough leisure to it.
Yes.
Where it's still a vacation, you know?
Correct. Yes.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, the only thing, you know, the heat wasn't too bad, and then we ended up with some rain today that lingered a bit longer than I would have liked it, but you know, that was, you cannot control the weather. And that was the only, if you had to find something that was, you know, something that went wrong in the day, that was about it. It was an awesome day.
It was an awesome day indeed. Tomorrow, equally going to be awesome.
Yeah, we'll have to let them, you know, wait and see.
But we have
plans.
A couple rides that Sue Brown has never been on before.
Yes, that's true.
They're new rides to Walt Disney World as well. I'll leave it at that.
That's right.
And that's what we call a tease in the business.
Oh, boy.
But we have, you know, four more days of this. We have to remember to do this every day.
Okay.
Hopefully we don't forget.
We won't forget. Hopefully we won't be too exhausted.
Oh, that's true.
I don't think we will.
That's true. We have a lot of fun things planned. You know, but that was a recap of day one and two of our trip. You know, like I said, for the next few days, Monday through Friday of this week, we're going to be releasing an episode a day, and each episode will be recapping a day on our vacation staying here in Walt Disney World in September of 2020. And of course, this week is the road to episode 100 of the WDW Opinion Podcast. Hopefully you guys enjoy this. Hopefully you guys are going to enjoy this week. But for now, that's going to end our recap of day one and two, because it was a lot and we're tired.
That's true. Ready to hit the hay. Thanks, Opinioneers, for listening.
We're ready to hit the hay, but we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.